Oh,
Hello.
dynamite, minor tanks. Okay. Okay, we're ready to start. Ready or not? Okay. So we're moving on. I sent an email. I hope I sent it. I think I sent it. So I want to move on to the next, though. It's just, even though it's not really moving on because it's definitely connected. So let's read the second answer, because the second answer is me got on the first answer, so they're definitely connected. Okay. Taisa says in the second answer, Bo near the Chadik, the Achos Ishto, the Achos Ishto, Abishamesi Sharkin, Shivel, Tzaka, the Yibam, because we say Drachecha Darkinayim. Even though it's not really moving on, and what's this kasha by cotton? Rabba that the Blabba the Mots is Amid, Amrit. So because Amrit. Because that would be a chisaron. Okay, so the $1 million shaita. I know I always have $1 million shaita. Taisus in his first teretz, in his kasha, right? Everyone knows Rav David. Rav Shimon used to always quote Rav David that when Taisus asks a kasha from Bikias, it's only after he understands everything minei ubei. Right? And if you don't ask a Bikias kasha, if you don't understand things, minei ubei. So Tovis in his opening kasha basically is asking, why don't we say Nesra by Nida, just like we say Nesra by Achos Isha? That seems to be his kasha. So the question is, minei ubei, where did Tovis in his Hava Mina think that the source for the Din Nesra by Achos Ishto comes from? Where does it come from? Is there a source? Does he have a source or doesn't he have a source? Right? If he has a source, so what's he doing in the second answer saying it's because of Darkinayim? It's not true. You have a source. Right? He doesn't have a source. So then he should have asked in this first question, what's the source? So let's start with that opening question. Type is in his first question, in his initial beginning. Where did Tyson think that Din Nesra come from?
Daf
From Daf Lamed, I understand, but the Gemara, where did the Gemara in Daf Lamed get it from? The Gemara doesn't. Gemara makes a statement, but where did the halacha, where did Chazal get the Din Nesra from? Right, Tyson in his second answer says that Chazal got it Misvara, seemingly. That because the Svara is a pasuk in Mishlei, Drachecha Darkinayim, and Chazal understood that this is a chisaron in Drachecha
The Gemara Peisach
Darkinayim.
uses
Taiv is in
Dafilam
his
to.
first terrace didn't hold to that. So where, how did Taiv is in his first terrace understand the Gemara and that Lamed?
The
What?
Gemara Peisach uses Darchinoam to be mafach kavachomer to which would pull out Nesra from there. to say that the Gemara wants to make a Kal v'chomer to say that if the kid dies, that Tachshon is in Tikasa. So the Gemara uses Shlatzah the Kal v'chomer with Darchei Noah. So that
Where,
would tell you that's
which
Rabbi.
Gemara are you quoting?
On Pei Zayin
Zion,
Amud
that's the
Beis,
second
Dot.
Teretz of Tosfos.
Well,
And
that is
Pei
a Medrash
Zayin.
Gemara. Tosfos can't discover Gemaras like, yeah, Pei Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara explicitly uses Darchei Noah to Ma'afach Kal v'chomer, which
Tavis
means
doesn't quote
and.
that Gemara. Right? Tavis doesn't quote that Gemara.
Well, but he says Kedar B'yish Mutaros without,
He
which is
says.
where the Gemara, but that's only, he also doesn't claim to be, but anyway, the Gemara, that this Gemara would be a Makor for Nesra, insofar as you see the Gemara uses Darchei Noam to establish Nesra's stop. Meaning, because you see clearly the Gemara wanted to make a Kal v'chomer to say that if the kid dies after like
Wait,
5 years, he's
let me
bet
just look
leaving.
at this Gemara, please. Is this before the Mishnah or after the Mishnah?
Before it's at the top, it starts like it's like the siman that takes three lines in between two dots.
Aaron, we can hardly hear you. Somehow raise your volume.
Is this better?
Yeah, a little better.
Little.
Yeah, but that Darkei Noam is not the same case as this. That over there, she's already out. There was a kid.
This dark. You see, first of all, you see from that Gemara, the Gemara had a wanted to make a Kal v'chomer that would completely wipe out Nesra because the Gemara wants to say that you could have Yibam 5 years down the road if the kid dies, right? So, even though at the right, so if you say Nesra from the Shas and the Nefilah, you're done. So that's clearly not going to work out. And the Gemara is mafrich the Kal v'chomer using Darchei Noam, which would imply that Darchei Noam might itself be the Makor for Nesra in the first place.
Okay, but I don't know, but okay, I'll have to look at this Gemara.
Yeah, but that doesn't tell me necessarily Akasisha, right?
Once, well, once you see from the, maybe or may not, but it is a Makor.
Rashi says here the Darkei Noam is because it's Gana Albaida. If she would have actually got married already. Right? That's a
To
little
do Chalitza. I think that's to do Chalitza.
bit. Im Tomar Tachlo, Sarehi Tiskana Albaida.
Rebbe has a shir there from 14 years ago.
Okay, I don't
The
remember.
kiyos a siman asiv, and he wants to say some machlokas Rashi and tells us it's all within the world of Darchei Noam. Okay.
This Gemara is relevant insofar it just like where does Nesra come from? Because the Gemara wanted to make a Kal v'chomer to say you could have Yibam 5 years later.
I thought most people learned in the first Teretz of Tosis is coming from the Hekesh. There's a Hekesh of all the Arayas together.
Okay,
Yeah, but
so
then you have to do some like
let's look at
Zeshud
Detroit.
gymnastics.
The Chayra, to say that the first Teretz got it from Darkei Noam, I think is very rare. Because then the whole second Teretz is not saying anything. Well, near the
No,
Akasi
it's like he pointed out, it's like it's a totally different Darchei Noam.
Shamish Davis knows
Klahamtzin.
that in the first Teretz.
No, but that Darchei Noam is like
Right.
Rashi, like
Also
Yehuda said,
no.
it's a different
Yeah,
Darchei Noam.
basically Gamra, he knew that. Yeah, they the dark you know the issue of the story man. He knew that too. So the whole answer only starts when it gets to Avil Nida. That sounds a little. It just doesn't sound
Okay.
right. And then when he
Yeah.
discusses by cotton, also he had to know that in his half amina because he always understood Nestra because of dark and Naya.
Well, it's a different Darchei Noam.
I don't know. It sounds a little daichik, no? A little, it
Well, what does
sounds
he
a
do with the
little.
Gemara?
What?
Maisa, what does he do with the Gemara?
Well, on the other hand, if you're right, so then what's Tosfos quoting the Gemara for? What's he bothering quoting the Gemara? The Gemara is
Well,
just
you see from the
simply
Gemara
saying
that
what
a
he's
Darchei Noam
quoting
svara
the
he
first
could be mafrach
Teretz
a Kal
too.
v'chomer. It could, what?
In other words, according to
It,
you, Tavis in the second answer is quoting a Gemara. He always knew that Gemara. So
no, but he wants to use that Gemara to show that Darchei Noam that a Darchei Noam svara is good enough to you could be mafrach, or in this case you could use it to say that it's bad
that's a fairish Gemara there. The Maskana of the Gemara says that we use Darkei Noam.
but, the,
Yeah,
but
but
that's
not
a that's the mafrach of Kal v'chomer there. That's
but it
the
says for
Gemara.
Achasi, Rabbi, it says for Achasisha to use that's the
I don't know.
extension. The extension is.
I didn't have
The
the
Gemara
chance
there
to
isn't making
look
an
at that
application across the
Gemara.
board. It's one the Gemara just being mafrach Kal v'chomer in a specific case where the kid dies like 5 years later. That's it.
Okay,
So you see that Maisa Darchei Noam is
let me
a
wait for
legitimate
the Gemara.
svara.
I mean, I'll have to wait. But I'm not so keen on saying that Tavis in his first answer knew Darkenum. It just doesn't sound that way. It's not just doesn't sound that way. It very, very strongly doesn't sound that way. Because Tavis in Dor Riches is like he's Mechadish Darkenum. And then he discusses Katan as if I have a problem now.
Well, he has to. He's aware of the Gemara, no? Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
It's the Ferish Gemara.
It could be the Gemara,
and it holds the Maskana. The Gemara doesn't challenge. It allows the Darkin Pirch to stand and moves on. Tries another Kabbalah.
Okay, I have to look at the Gemara there. I can't.
Without
learning that Gemara, I can't tell you. But it just doesn't sound kosher.
Doesn't the Gemara say in Daf Lamed that Kol Yivama?
I would rather say Akasha. How did Tavis and his Havlin and not know Darkin Nayam? What did Tavis do with the Mefarish Gemara on Pei Zayin? I'm ready to accept that as a Kasha. But to say Zetman the Fun that Tavis always earned Darkin Nayam, I'm not ready to accept because it's just not, it's Kemap the Farish and Tavis not like that. We'll have to figure out that when a Gemara over there uses Darkin Nayam, they're only using Darkin Nayam in some small capacity. And it does not affect, it doesn't apply in other cases.
So someone said that Darchinom there is a completely different star.
Yeah, okay, so we'll have to figure that out. In other words, okay, so bringing back to
but our... But being the Makor for Nesrud, though, that might be, that's a different story.
No, right? Because Tavis is Mashma, but oh, near the Chalik, the Yachos, Isham, Ishmael, Lachem, Shem, Kim, Shibram, Ishom, Jenev, Drechot, Darchinom. So it sounds like, very strongly, that Tavis, in his first shot, did not know that. So he didn't think that the source of Nesra is Darkin Nayam. That's what it sounds like from Tysus. Now, what does Tysus do with the Gemara and Pei Zayin? I don't know. I didn't read Pei Zayin yet. You know, I don't know if it's fair to start reading Pei Zayin and they now start going in and learning Pei Zayin with everyone here. I don't know. It's a valid question. If you say that Tavis does quote it, Kidam Rina B'yesh Maestras. So you're right, Tavis brings it as a Raya. So how come Tavis bring it as a Raya? How could the Hamina not have known it? So apparently, but Zemin, the Hamina didn't know it, because otherwise then it was a Raya.
Because it doesn't say Achas Isha. That Achas Isha might not be as a problem of Dachinayim as the case of 5 years later, bringing back when the kid dies. It's a different levels of Dachinayim.
That's what we're saying. I'm saying that the din of Nasra that Tysus and his Hamina was not based, the first Darius did not seem to have based on Darkin Nayam. Why I, the Gemara Mem Zayin, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe that's a different case. Maybe, you know, okay, I hear that. Okay, anyway, so we're back to the original question. The question is, how did Tysus in his Tysus's first answer, he didn't know Darkin Nayam. So how did he understand why did the Nesra? Okay, so what did I read? Nothing. What did you say? I'm sorry, I cut you off.
I mean, there is that Mishnah that Tyson does quote later. Call Yavom Hashem Ani Korea B'Shas Nafila Yavom Yavo Aleha.
That's not just the
right. That's Lechayr is Nesra.
Yeah, but where does it come from?
Achosishto. So I thought it was always the Hekish. Even if you
want
being an Achosishto. Achos Ishto is a classic like Nesra in theory. If you stop being an Achos Ishto and still you're out of Hebrew,
what you're both saying is that we have a pasuk of Allah that Achos Ishto patters is mutter shuk. Now if there would be no din Nesra, so Achos Ishto shouldn't be mutter shuk. Either she won't be mutter shuk right away because she should be zokik now for later. Or at least she won't be mutter l'shuk later when the sister dies. Pasuk says Achos Ishto Aleha. We have the pasuk of Aleha. So the pasuk of Aleha tells us that Achos Ishto is mutter. That means it's a din Nesra. Now we make a hukish ko arayis adadi. So then we apply the din Nesra to everywhere else. So this is how Mina was. You should learn out neither also from Achos Ishto. It's Kemat Beferish this way from the Rush, because the Rush, when he says his answer, he says, Yeshalim, you should say Nesra by Nida. His answer is, So he says, you don't shayach lemeidif. He doesn't say it's different than achos isha. He says, lo shayach lemeidif.
I thought Rebbe was asking why. Rebbe's asking why by achos isha gufa, don't we say that there's another chance at it in the Pilish? No, whatever that is, but why not?
So we give you an answer, because if by achos isha, there's a pasuk of Aleho. Aleho says that achos isha is mutter the shuk. And if there would be no din Ezra, so then achos isha would not be mutter the shuk. Either, even right away, there'd be a zika for the future, because eventually his wife's going to die. Or at least once the wife dies, there'll be a zika. Aleho's mashma, that there's a tolo heter. There's a mutter. So Aleho, the pasuk of Aleho that tells us that achos isha is mutter, there's no yibum, tells us also simultaneously that there's a dinesra.
Maybe there's another din to it. I'm saying we just don't. That's not a reason itself. It just happens to be that we don't find that. That's not a reason.
It's learned from a pasuk. It's exeris akasef. We don't have to have a reason.
He just says he cannot do yibam right now. It doesn't say that. The Gemara is coming along and saying,
the lashon of the Rush that says that you want to be made from achos isha. You see from the Rosh's Lashon that there's by Achos Isha, there's a Pasuk that tells us that not only don't you do Yibam now, but you don't do Yibam later also.
So why do you need the whole drasha? Kal Yavama, Shein and Nikair, B'Shaz, Yisram is all Pasuk of Aleha. That's a whole Kal Yavama.
It's saying the Gemara is not making Pasuk Shat on Daf when they see the Gemara. There is no drasha there. That's not Kal Yavama, Shein and Nikair, but it's not a drasha. It's a statement of a fact. It doesn't sound like the Gemara is making a drasha. There's no drasha. That the Gemara is making a statement, but where does it come from? So Pashup Shat, I think that's the Pashup Shat inside. If I agree, that's what Rav Nosson Meltzer is saying, is that we find a pasuk by Achos Isha, and you have to learn out from Achos Isha. So Taivis Havamina was that you could learn out from Achos Isha. Taibis first answer is you can't learn out from Achos Isha because Achos Isha is an Isser Karva and it's a different type of Isser. That seems to be Pashup Shat, I think. So now the problem is if that Pshat in Taibis, so what's Taibis' second answer? Taibis' second answer is that Achos Isha it's part of the drasha on dark and noble. Whatever happened with the drasha of Aleha that tells us Nasra? What are you doing with that?
There's like 15 other things you could make Aleha for.
I mean, Pashup Shad is the
nicer type that thought that that was the drasha.
So well, as long as those slot the so as long as those
let's have those ones that need us included in that drasha.
What?
His Havamina was Nida is an Erva on the same level as the Arias.
Right.
And should be included in the Hekesh.
Right. So what's his answer?
That Svora is Machalik away and said that Nida is not Erva Class A. It's a different type of Erva.
But that was the first answer. What's the second answer?
The way the Tosu Bidur Peretz says it is very
I can't hear so fast.
No, wasn't that his answer? Mitam Kurga, like the Rush explains?
That was the first answer, yes.
Right.
I want to understand what's his second answer. What's his second answer? The second answer doesn't hold to the first answer.
Right. So now, why not? Because maybe the first answer.
Because apparently he doesn't hold.
Didn't like that Svara.
It makes for a difference.
Right.
So we have a Drasha. By Achos Isha, there's a Dinestra. We should learn out Nida from Achos Ishto. So what's his answer? What's he saying? What's he being in Darkei Noam? The Nesra's not learned from Darkei Noam. Nesra's learned from a pasuk.
Obviously, that Teres didn't hold of that split of Korva business. Didn't like it.
So, but what does he do, the second answer, with the pasuk? We have a pasuk that teaches us Nesra. How can Tavis in the second answer say that the reason why we say The Hakos Isha, the reason why he's loved his Zokek is because of Darkenon. It's not true. We learned it from a Pasek because of Alaha.
Maybe Tosis is giving the Hesber for the Pasek and Luchabo al Chidusha.
Oh, so you say that Tosis is giving, Tosis is, it grants that there's a Pasek, but he's telling us a Havana of the Pasek. But isn't that a chisharin in Darish time in Dikra? No, we don't do that. We don't Darish time in Dikra. In other words, you're saying if this type is, there's a pasuk. There's a pasuk that tells us Nasra. Type is in his first there, it says, so make a binyan av to Nida. Type is second, type is comes up with a pircha that says, you make a pircha. Okay. Now, Tavis in the second Teretz is saying that there's a that the, even though there's a pasuk, it's not an ilad, it's not stam xeris hakasim. There's a svara behind the pasuk. It's mishum dinam drachecha darkin layam. Rafir eglam itzim ay beisle gamre. It's also not drachecha darkin layam. So there's a svara behind the pasuk. But how do we, and therefore when the svara doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. But how do we do that? Isn't that a chisar in Darish time in Dikra?
Tosis are reading parrots where he says it is that Iker time at the Rav hiding the cross that Derechar Dachinom.
Again, please.
Maybe Tosis is saying that that's what is.
Wait. Can you read that Rabbeinu parrots again, please?
The Raya the Iker Tam the Rav hiding the cross that Derechar Dachinom the Lakama Paragish Mataris Parah that he goes to the Gemara. The E Milsa Drav Gamar Gummy Law, the Lobby Class Apostle, Lacey Milsa Drav, Alabada Milsa Drav, Bitoch Apostle, Lakaf, Nifle, Lahavi Apostle, Iker, Time with Drav.
Is that Pezayan he's quoting?
Yeah, he's quoting, he's quoting Pezayan, but he's talking about Rav. Amar Rabbi Huda Amar Rav is the Nesra on Daf Lamed. So those would be the parrot, sounds like he's just saying like the Makor for Nesra itself is Dark and On. It's the Apostle, he says the Apostle of Dark and On.
Can you read it? This is right here, Rabbeinu Peretz.
No, it's Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz on Daf Tes Amud Aleph. My area, the Tanya Chamesh Esrei, mostly Sheish Esrei.
Yeah, so, and you want to please read it slowly.
The Raya, so should I go back? Rui says, Rima Farish, the need to share the Rima there. My time the Rav Lakaman Koli Bama Shaini Kori Bashas the Vila Bakuli Mishum Shim Hoysa Tsuchla Hampton Hoysa Tsuchla Yosaguna Yixiv the Rachar Dachinon Bakon Sivisa Shol, Hokaf Nida, Shish Lotakona Akasha Titavo, Ain Lakash Bazet, Raya the Iker Tam the Rav, Hainu Makwa, the Rachar Dachinon, the Lakaman Paragish Mutaros, Harif, Below Nasa Mason Kahai Mikavahomer, Ad Tamadomer the Rachar Dachinon, the E Milse the Rav Gamar Gamir Law. Lo mikoach pasuk, laisi milse derav, elo vade milse derav mitoch pasuk, lokach michle lahavi pasuk, ikar time lo derav.
Again, e time rab gemara gmirle. What does that gemara gmirle mean? Like a misaira
or maskana? Yeah, I thought if we're saying that rab is the final word on nesra, if that's.
So Kol Yevama is a drasha.
E time at the Rav, E time at the Rav,
Gamir Lav, the Lo Mikoach Hapasuk, Lacy,
the Lo Mikoach Hapasuk. So what? Everything's from a pasuk. What's Gamar Gamir? It's also from a pasuk. The E time at the Rav, Gamar Gamir. It sounds like it's just like a Messiah.
Kol Yevama is not based on the pasuk. No, not based on the pasuk. Rav's din is he has a misaira. Kol Yevama shein ani kaira ba.
It's not a misaira, you know. Again, so each time with the Rav, Gomer, yes. What comes next?
Lacy, milse the Rav.
Lacy.
I think it means the. I think
in
Aaron, I want to point out something else. It's noticed that the Rosh does not mention a word about Drachei Darchinoim. Nothing.
Ever?
Nope.
Yeah, that's right. The Tosafot are also like drops open.
Okay, so what it sounds like, the way you're reading the Rabbeinu Peretz is that his Havamina was a third possibility. Not what we not like Rabbi Nathan Melzer, not like the guys. The third choice that the starting point was that there's some kind of Messiah of Nazareth. But then Tosafot, I mean, at least the Rosh is not learning that because the Rosh says the Melech Me'achos Ishto. So we're going to learn out. You're learning out from a Messiah. Maybe there's like a Halacha Moshe Misinai. And then we make a binyan on from a Messiah. Is that because maybe that's Pshat. In other words, there's a problem on the Rosh, which we didn't mention. The Rosh is mashma that Tovizin is having the thought that we're learning out from Achos Ishto. So we said that means because there's a pasuk by Achos Ishto that says hello, and the Havanina was that you can learn out, you make a binyan out. If that's the case, so then we should learn out Tovizin Havanina, we should learn out also the Torah Sara, because hello and Ishto is one pasuk.
Yeah, that's a Tosafot Shanim like spells that out. Like he wants to learn out Saros, and he says that the Yishlomar you can't lo mati lo misni mishum to be gemar yafim lo mi achus isha v'amirin. He goes to the whole drasha.
Okay, so I'm saying the Loshim, yeah. There are Mishanim. They call it the Trumas Adesh or whatever. So it seems to be it's very confusing this Tosafot because a lot of Mishanim say this Tosafot, but many of the Rashi point out that seems to be different versions. Not all the Rishonim are agreeing. The question is, what was Tovis's Havamina? So there are people that say that Tovis's original kasha was, why isn't Nida mentioned in the Mishnah? They should have said there are 16 Arayas and Nida should patra the Tzara. But our Tovis doesn't ask it that way. Our Tovis just asks, why doesn't Nida later. Tovis doesn't ask. It should pop. Tovis should have asked stronger. Tovis should have said, now the Tovis asked the Kasha, why doesn't need to have a din Nesra? You know, our Mishnah doesn't mention a word about Nesra. Tovis should have asked a better Kasha, seemingly, why doesn't our Mishnah have a din of Tzor Tzara? Because if you learn Pshat in Tosafot's Havamina, like Rav Nosson explained, that Tosafot's Havamina was that Achos Ishto has a pasuk of Aleha, and that tells us it's Din Nesra, and Tosafot's Kasha was learn out the Din learn out Aleha from Achos Ishto to Nida, so then it should pat in its Sara.
So there's many reasons why not.
What?
There's many reasons why not. Because if it doesn't make mamzer, or if it doesn't, there's many reasons why it would not be a pattering
error. Either you learn out or you don't learn out. That's the problem. In other words, if Tosafot, we're trying to figure out what was Tosafot's kasha. So if Tosafot, Rav Nosson said that Tosafot's kasha was that the rush is lost and is definitely mashma. That Tovis Kasha was learn out from Achos Ishto. So
that's okay.
We learned Shan and Tosafot. I mean, the simple Shan and Tosafot was that how do we know Achos Ishto Hagufa? We don't know it. We know it from the pasuk. So then, if Tovis is asking a Kasha learn out from Achos Ishto, that means he's saying. Learn out all the dinim that you learn from this pasuk to Nida, which would mean you should also learn out to Ritzara. So there are Rishayim that say that. They quote, I think they quote the Trumas Adash, and you're saying it's in the Tovis Rishayim. Okay, I didn't read it, didn't see. But that say that that's the Kasha. But they also medayik that that's not what our Tovis doesn't seem to hold that way. The Rosh doesn't seem to hold that way. So what I have to look.
It doesn't part of the tzara. Our tais tells it doesn't part of the tzara.
Our type doesn't seem to be mashma that the kashin was that neither should pater et tzara. Tavis doesn't seem to
why
be
not?
Asking.
Rebbe had a kashin at the beginning. Arayas. What is this Tosis doing over here? Should have been done later on.
I understand, but it's a good question. But still, the way Tavis verbalizes it, he doesn't ask achos in achos the neither nami should be that we should have listed neither 16 arayas. Doesn't say neither nami tipotet tzara.
Why not only that, you should have chalitza.
Nesra. Nesra is not like I agree with you, Rara, that Nesra is not mentioned in the Mishnah. So it's funny that Tavis should be talking about Nesra, which is not mentioned in the Mishnah, instead of talking about things that are mentioned in the Mishnah. So the Mashmos is that Tavis is not bothered as far as Turet Zara. Tavis knows that Nida does not get up Turet Zara. Pashas because, like Shmuel said, that that we know there's a difference between Nida and other Arayas. Nida is not, Nida is Tapsi Bo Kedushin. The other Arayas don't. Koshe no le Yibam, eno le Chalitza face is totally on Fisa's Kedushin. Where it says, Mistavra, Chayve Labim, Tapsi Bo Kedushin, Chayve Kedushin, Love Tapsi Kedushin. So the din, the ptur, doesn't apply by Nida. So the so what Aaron Hertberg, Aaron is saying, it may be very good. I have to look at it. He's saying, I mean, I don't know if he said, but this Rabbeinu Peretz is mashma that Tavis is Amina was that there was some kind of misaira, gemirin. That's what it sounds like. I gotta look up what you're quoting inside, but it sounds like that Tavis thought that Rav has some kind of Messiah. A Messiah, not a drasha. You didn't get it from a drasha or aleha. He had a Messiah. And if there's no Yavama Yavo aleha, there's no din, another shakra of Nasra Lamas.
But aren't they busy, Rebbe? I'm sorry, that's not. Aren't they busy with Chalitza also? I think the Rush is busy. I don't have it in front of me, but the Rush is busy with Chalitza also.
No, not true. They're discussing a different topic of whether or not the chalitza works when you're in nida, not whether you're zakik le chalitza. At least that's what Abar Alper says. The Tavis is not discussing that she should be zakik le chalitza.
Right, but I'm saying if he's in some kind of mesoira or something,
Tavis is asking that asadin of course you know the yibum. Eino the chalitza as we find by Muberes. It's according to Baruch Bear. This is that has nothing to do with Nesra. That's a new topic. That there's a special din of kol sheino the yibam and the chalitza. Baruch Bear has some wild thing that there's two kol sheino the yibam eino the chalitza. It's very strange, and that this is a different kol. There's a din that if you can't do yibam, you can't do chalitza. You have to wait. You have to wait till you can do yibum, till you can do chalitza. But but they're not discussing as far as zika be mutter the shuk. But here, Tavis and his kasha wants to discuss a din nesra. That's something else. But he doesn't talk about p'tur. So I'm saying, according to what this is, if this Rabbeinu Peretz, I will have to check it, is right, the way it sounds like, that he's saying that the habamina was that there, it didn't have a source. In other words, it makes it very good. I was asking that, and it happens to be very good, if assuming that's really Rabbeinu Peretz. I was asking, Tavis obviously in his first answer has a source. So if he has a source, so in his second answer, he has to explain why that source is not true. And that's what I was asking. So what Aaron Herzberg would be saying, I don't know if he's saying, I'm not paying you, but what the Rabbeinu Peretz is saying is no. Fakir, Tavis in his first answer had no source. He looks at the Gemara and the Flamin, and he sees that Rav says this thing,
yeah, sorry,
no source. So therefore, he just assumes that it's some kind of Messiah without a source. So now in his second answer, he's saying there is a source. Okay. But he doesn't have to answer why the source that I had in my first answer is not true, because there was no source. His first answer never had a source. His first
If that's a source, why do we care about Korva, not Korva? At the end of the day,
because
that shouldn't make it up.
Because the Kasha was the the Mesoira might have been only by Achos Ishto. And then we're learning out that Halacha Moshe, you can make a binyan av and a Moshe, Halacha Moshe Sinai too, maybe. So the Halacha Moshe Sinai was, the type of discussion was, why don't we go ahead and learn out neither from Achos Ishto? Because the Enoch and Aaron, Halacha Moshe Sinai on neither, but make a learn out neither from there. And the answer is that there's a percha, but and therefore you can't learn out. I don't know. Can you make your gimel midas on Halacha Moshe Mitzinai? I don't know. You have to know your klalei adrush. Is your gimel midas only limited to but a bin like a binyan av? Is that only by psukim or even by? But assuming you can make a binyan av, so I'll say that was Taivis Iskasha. Taivis knows it's Halacha Moshe Mitzinai in his first shot. His kasha was, but good, but once you have Halacha Moshe Mitzinai, you should assume the Torah is telling you some kind of din of Nesra, and you should extend it to Nida. Taivis first error says you can't learn out Achos Ishto from Nida. Taivis second error says you're making a mistake. Not Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. You're completely wrong. It's nothing to do with Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. It's learned out from the pasuk in Mishle. So Taivis in his first teretz, Taivis doesn't have to explain in his second teretz why my source and my havamina is wrong, because he never had a source in his havamina. Right? That's beautiful. I just got to check that your Rabbeinu Peretz inside. But if that's what he's saying, that makes it very, very nice. I definitely did not think of that. I don't know. But that's what it sounds like. No, Gemiri. Gemiri sounds like it's some kind of Messiah. Gemiri, because the two choices that he's giving there is Gemiri or from a Pasuk. So he doesn't say between this Pasuk or that Pasuk. He just says Gemiri or it's a Pasuk. So it sounds like that his Havamina was that it's not a Pasuk. Okay,
Tosfos Yeshanim says it without all the extra stuff. The Tosfos Yeshanim says the same idea, but without all the the extra five lines. It just says
wait.
On Beis Amud Aleph, right? The one that parallels Tosfos. He says Odi Shlomar Da Darbinan Kol Yivamish Ani Kori Ba Bishas Shein Ani Kori Ba Bishas Tefila Vafuli Ainu Mishum Diksiv Derachar Dachinon Mishum Hachi Einanu Mamtinan Achet Hemu Teres Liabon.
Yeah, but he doesn't tell us what Taivis held in his first kasha. That's what we're trying to figure out. Doesn't help us.
Well, he just spells out the core for Nesra is Darchinon.
Right. I'm granting that Taivis in his second Taras is hurting that the Makor for Nesra is Darchinon. I'm agreeing with you on that. I just can't find the Taivis Yisham. Where is this?
It's the middle of, it's the Rio Maslopito in the middle. Towards the end.
Then it's
towards the end. He brings up Nido.
Why doesn't I have such a Divya Amasco? He's such a divvy, I'm asking. Why doesn't my Gemara have such a size child? I got the funny print.
All right, this is on Beis Amud Aleph?
Yeah, here.
Wait, did a Sefer by itself?
Yeah, I have a Tosfos Yeshanim.
Oh, is it a separate Sefer? Oh, yeah, I looked at the side of the Gemara.
With footnotes. Oh, no, no, whoops.
Oh.
We're all looking for it on the daf.
Yeah, because David's on the daf.
I think it was one of the daf, they just put in like things that Tosi Shalom says that Tosi doesn't say B'chal.
Oh, you're thinking it's safer. You're. Okay,
on the side of the daf, they cheated. They only put the things that are really the only things.
Again, what does he say? You want to read us to him what he says too? I'm sorry.
He says it's the way he says the need he says for Odi Shlomar the Hada Amrita and Kli Bama Sheini Kori Ba Sheinani Kori Ba Bashas the Fila Kuli.
You want to read the question? Let's read the whole thing. What's the beginning of the piece?
V'im Tomar Amaylo Tana Hacha Nida Shepateris Terasik Go Jehaisa Nida Be'is Shenafla Liibam Lukaman Amrita and Kli Bama Sheinani Kori Ba Bashas the Fila Yibama Yavole Harihi Keishas Ach Sheish Labanim Be'asura V'yish Shlomar.
So he wants it to pop to the Tzara because it's an Eish Hesach. He's asking, since based on later we say it's an Eish Hesach, so it should pop to the Tzara. It's a little bit of
It could be because of Nida. That's just a Lashon of Rav Yehuda Merav that we call Eish Hesach, but it doesn't. I mean, we say that by all of them that they're called Eishasach. It could be that we don't have to get involved with whether an Eishasach patas a tzara or not. It could be the need itself is asking, no?
Let's try. Let me hear it again.
That's the quote of the Gemara. He says, "Amayim Tober, Amaylo Tana Hacha Nida Shepoteris Tzarasa Kigon Shahaisa Nida Beis Shenafla Liibam Lulakaman Amrinan Kol Yibama Sheinani Koriba Bashas Tefili Yibama Yabo Aleha Harihi Keishas Ach Sheish Labanim Beasura." The low mati lebis name yishub to begamari yafin and lehu me achos isha.
Yafin and lehu me achos isha. We learned toward Sara from achos isha. Yafin and lehu me achos isha. And this is not in the domain to achos isha. So he's saying that the ashes och over here is not domain to achos isha. Not the nida. In other words, that makes it, there's that the Ashes of that came about because of Nesra is different than Akos Ishto. Because the Ashes of has come with a heter. Okay, yeah.
Then he says, Odi Shlomar, the Hada Amin and Kori Bama Shainani Kori Bama Shas the Pila, the Huli, Hain Misham, the Xiv der Khar Dachi Noam. Misham Hachi, Ain Anu Mamtin and Adjat the Hebu Terrace Liabam. Avalita ain't those chashuba hamtana shagam nishayseinu anu mamtinen ad sheitzbulu.
Right, so it doesn't sound like that the lashon. It doesn't sound like what Rav Nassim was saying that he's just giving a svara for the pasuk. No, it doesn't sound that
the pasuk is the makor.
What? No, I'm saying
the pasuk is the makor.
Rav Nassim was saying that there's some kind of pasuk about that, and it's and Darkei Noam is he just giving a svara for the pasuk of Allah?
Allah would have been the first answer.
If there was the second answer,
yeah,
it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like he's saying that the whole makor came from Darkei Noam. Okay, so we're saying,
well, Rebbe, he wasn't asking on Nesra, we just said. The way Rebbe was reading it, his kashrut was on patting the tzara, and then he's using dark inayim. Was he asking on Nesra? He's asking on patting the tzara. He's asking on both.
Nesra as a prerequisite to get the toward tzara, because it sounds like the way he asked it is a two-step process. There should be a din Nesra, and the din Nesra should make for a toward tzara. So if you get rid of the din Nesra, there's no toward tzara. So his answer is. That there's no that the din nesra is based on drachah hadarkei nayim, and maybe the din nesra is based on a drachah hadarkei nayim, which is the way we're reading it is a big thing, because drachah hadarkei nayim is a pasuk in the navi, And the pasuk in the Navi, I know, you know, like it's not so simple that you can do such a thing.
That isn't that really saying
it's
the Navi
that they had a Masorah? Changed down the Torah. What?
Did it change, or is it changing, or is it just the gilui of like a Masorah they had, and it's that was written down in Ach?
So he's saying that but it sounds like he's saying it's because of especially the lotion of that Rabbeinu Peretz that you were saying is not that they had a Masorah. They got it from the pasuk. That's what you kept on reading. They got it from the pasuk.
Yeah, so maybe they didn't. It wasn't they. We know it from the pasuk, but I mean that. So that would mean that it wasn't that they had it at that time. The Damurum didn't have it as a Masorah. But that's they had it because of Nach. But Nach was just. But the halachic basis was that it was a Masorah, halachah Moshe Masinai, that was written down in Nach. That then didn't have to be.
It sounds like from his lashon, they got it from the pasuk and Nach. I don't know when you're allowed to use Nach to, you know, I'm not a.
But,
what we have in Baba Kama, you can use.
Well, the Gemara uses that as a pircha b'kavah chomer, that the pasuk and Nach.
Well, don't the Gemara in Baba Kama use the pasuk and Nach to explain what the Torah meant when it said Mavin, no? So then they talk there about something about it. The Gemara discussed whether you can learn from Torah from the Nach, no?
Kasharivara Gala Tubo.
Yeah, but I'm saying, but the Gemara didn't discuss, someone discussed here that can you learn Torah from Nach or not? I think it was in the discussion somewhere.
Maybe it's different to use it as a pircha versus like use it as a.
No, it's not using it as a pircha. We're saying.
That's the makor. The makor is that the
whole halacha of Nesra. Right. Here, the pasuk in the Torah seems to say, the way we're learning it in the Maskana, then you have a pasuk in the Torah that says that when a woman, achos ishto, if we just have the pasuk in the Torah, we would say that after his wife dies, she's zakut v'ibul. Comes along, we're basing on a pasuk of Nach, and we're saying that since it's a din of derachecha darkei nami to the pasuk in Nach, therefore she's not zakut v'ibul. So we're relying on a pasuk of Nach to change the din Torah.
Okay, Rebbe, are we still on the subject of Nida? Meaning, is Nida pshat that she herself would not be darche noyam, or is she pshat that no, she's still? We say she's not compared to Achas Isha, and Achas Isha doesn't come back as a darche noyam. Is the reason why Nida over here is because she's not doyma to Achas Isha, who would not be darche noyam, or she herself? We could learn herself, just like we know in Nach there's a din of darche noyam, so we also apply this drasha to Nida. It's not darche noyam. Or it is Dachinayam, I'm sorry,
We're saying the second way, that the mashmos of the svarim that are being quoted is that Tavis and Maskana is saying that it's not, there's no source, there's no pasuk, that was very clear from the Rabbeinu Gershon's Lashon. I mean, there's no other pasuk, not Rabbeinu Gershon, the Rabbeinu Peretz, there's no other pasuk. The only pasuk is the pasuk of Drachecha Dachinayam.
I'm saying the Tosfos Yeshanim that said the Tosfos said Yesh Loimar the Acher Darchi Noyim is what is the Din Nesra or the Din Achas Isha is the reason Nesra. Why she doesn't come back.
The whole thing it sounds like from the I have to look at Rabbeinu Peretz inside, but it sounds like what he's saying is that the Din of Nesra comes about from. A pasuk in based on a pasuk in Rachel Darkenheim, which is very radical. In other words, to answer what our interpretation from the beginning, how did David not know this? On Beis Zion, I don't think Gemara is using Rachel Darkenheim to go ahead. And to take off a Zika, the Gemara is using Drachel Darkei Noyam to stop us from making a Kavah Chomer.
Yeah, and it also uses
okay, so that already, Talmud Lomar. That already I can hear. You want to make a Kavah Chomer, so it's like a Pircha on the Kavah Chomer. But to go ahead and to change the halacha based on a pasuk in Navi of Drachel Darkei Noyam, to go ahead and take off the Zika, be matter her to shuk, that's pretty radical. You know, I'm not sure. You have to look up your Klolei Hashas if you're allowed to rely on Navi to change the Din Torah. It's in my head that they talk about that. Can you rely on Navi to change a din in the Torah?
It's not even a Navi, it's Ksubim.
Right, but isn't that talked about somewhere? I just don't remember where we had.
Rabbi is talking about Tzidkia ben Kanana over there. He's taking the horns in his hand. The Gemara says over there, that's on Bezim and Bezim, Baba Kama, right? The Gemara says, Tzidkia ben Kanana, like that. The Gemara says, why don't we learn out from there? The Milim, we don't learn out, right? From Tzuvim, Mor Yafinon.
What does it say?
The Gemara, I think, says over there something like we bring a pasuk at Tzidkia ben Kanana or something right. that he had the horns in his mouth or horns in his hands. We can't learn out from Ksuvim Ilema. I can remember the lashon the Ksuvim Lo Yafin. I don't have a Baba Kama in front of me, but that's the Gemara had to give another pasuk. The Gemara asks, why do you need two psukim? You have Klar. It says what a definition of Karen is.
Right.
I don't know. The Gemara there said no, because maybe you'll tell me that we can't learn out from the return of Tzum Loyalfinon.
And even I think I have a recollection that someone even said there that even when we do learn out, that's only because we're just learning out what the word means. But I mean, to learn out a halacha, to change a halacha, you can't change. I thought that you can't learn out from Navi to change a halacha.
What's this chakira that Rabbi Chanan has? Whether Drachea Darchinam is a simon or a Siba.
Very, very Siba, nice.
Can we say Darkei Noyam?
If you say, one second, please. If you say it's a simon, that's much better.
How the drush is to be made?
What?
Maybe Drachea Darkei Noyam is like an underlying rule or an underlying concept that shows us which way to say the drasha.
But we're saying now there's no drasha. That's what we're trying to say.
We
have
was.
To look at that lashon of the Rabbeinu Peretz and Aptes, but the way it's being quoted over, and also the Tavis Yishanim too, sounds like that there is no drasha. Tavis is not saying that was Nassim Meltzer, and that's the way I also learned the Parshat Shot. I agree, was that there's a that Tavis having that there is a drasha. And Tavis is just touching up the svar of the drasha. If I was asking that we don't do that, because that's Darish time in the Krah. But that would have been the simple shot. But the Rabbeinu Peretz, the way it's being quoted, sounded very strong. I have to look inside that there is no drasha. So it just means that we're coming along and using a svara that we find in the Navi to change the din of the Torah. That's radical.
Is it changing? Or it's maybe you could say by the Gemiri, it's Megala too.
Pasuk, that's not radical at all, because the Torah says the Pasuk, except for the problem of Darish Taimi Dekra, you use logic to explain the Pasukim. So you have a logical Svara, the Navi tells you a good Svara, no worse with Navi Svara than your Svara, and you use it to explain the Pasuk. Except they have a problem. They ain't Darish Taimi Dekra. Okay, you're not allowed to use your Svaras. But to say that there's what we're saying now, that there's absolutely no mikar in the Torah, and that we're just using the drachah darkei noyam, which is only a pasuk in Navi, and using that as a change of din, that sounds very
radical. Can we say it's megala and the gemiri? Even Rabbeinu Peretz, he agrees it's gemiri law, some kind of mesorah. So maybe this is a gilui on the Masorah.
I don't know if that's what he was sounding like he was saying. I have to look at his lashon. If that's what he was saying, that's Megada, that we have a Masorah, and this tells us Psalm the Masorah, or he was dropping the idea of Masorah. And he was saying that, no, it's coming from the Pasuk. Let me try and send out Rabbeinu Peretz. I'm also trying and do some research. If anyone can do some research. Let me just answer Rabbi Nelson, because he did bring up a good point too, that Rabbi Khanan has a very beautiful chakira here. It's Kedai to say Rabbi Khanan's chakira, and it all mixes together in this whole big mush, which we tried to figure out, which we just started day one, so it's very confusing for one day. Is there's this Gemara in Sukkah. The very beautiful Rabbi Chan, that there's a Gemara in Sukkah says that the Torah says you have to take, so a lulav, we know is a lulav, anaf It says there, says in the pasuk, the ferish from a tamar, I think it says, right? Kapos tamar, but anaf eats avos. And aravos is aravos. It says pasuk in the Torah not aravos, but anaf. I'm sorry. It says in the pasuk, yeah.
That's a dasim. That's a dasim. Anafei Zavis, I think, is a dasim, and then
Arvi Nachal. Right. So I'm saying Aravis, it says in the pasuk, right?
Arvi Nachal.
Arvi Nachal.
So yes, it says all of them in the pasuk.
Yeah, but Hadassim, it says Anafei Zavis. So apparently the Gemara, that doesn't say clearly what it is. Maybe it's a certain description that has, I don't know. Maybe how many of the leaves come together, whatever. So the Gemara in Sukkah says that there's other forms of vegetation, at least another one that has the same, that would fit into that description of anafe sabah. Avos maybe means thick, I don't know. So the, I'm not sure what avos means. So the Gemara says there's something, some other type, I forgot what it's called. Yan? What's it called?
Yardov.
So the Gemara says it can't be because that is thorn. And it's a lack of drachara darkinaya. So now, the shy would be, what would be halacha ma'idin in this pasuk? If you're on a deserted island and you can't find any hadasim with hadasim, but you find there's yardov there, plenty of yardov. And you want to be, so listen, you want to get the mitzvah. She said, listen, the only reason why Chazal said you can't do it is because of the drachara darkinayam. But I have no brera. You know, but mesiris nefesh for the mitzvah. So I'll put on gloves and I'll use this. Okay, so there'll be thorns. I have gloves. Or I'll get thorns in my hand. So big deal. You don't mesiris nefesh for a mitzvah. People don't do sometimes mesiris nefesh for a mitzvah. I mean, Ben Sarah and Mara, there's no mesiris nefesh for a mitzvah. You know, there's a fight. So it's pashit that you're not yet in the mitzvah. So the pshat is, at least Rabbi Ochanan understands pshat in the Gemara, because really that min is not good at all. The reason why you need a dasim is not because you need anafei tavel. It's because you need a dasim. And something, even though the other thing also would fit into the description of anafei tavel, but it's not a dasim. There's some mystical power of Adasim, which this other thing is missing. And the reason why it's not good is not because of Dark and I am. The reason why it's no good is for some much more basic reason, except that we on our own wouldn't have known. So Dark and Noam is a simon, right? In other words, you go to the store and you want to know which fruit is kosher and which fruit isn't kosher, you look for the OU. The OU is not, assuming you're not, if you're very from, you look for something else. So, okay. But the OU is not the thing that makes it kosher. The OU is a simen. Okay? There is a machlekes rishonim in split hooves. I think it's a machlekes rishonim. Some rishonim say that zemin the fun, there's some mystical reason why having split hooves makes the animal kosher, and chewing his cud makes the animal kosher. And I think it's the Rambam, I don't remember, say, of course not. There's nothing, no reason why an animal should be kosher because it has split hooves. Split hooves is an OU, Kodesh Baruch Hu, and an animal is kosher because of some mystical component, and it's treif because of some mystical component. We can't see the mystical component. So Hashem did a chesed, and he put split hooves on the animals that are kosher, so you'll know. But it's not a siba, it's a simen. So the Rav Ochanan says that the Gemara, at least by Sukkah, is saying that Darkei Noyam is a simen, not a siba. So he wants to know over here in our sugya, when we say that Akos Isha is pater, even after the sister died, because of Darkei Noyam. Is Darkei Noyam the reason why she's pater? Or Darkei Noyam is a simen that there's some other reason why she's pater? A very nice Hakira Rav Yochanan has.
But would Rebbe say that on tzad that it's the sibo, if the guy wants to be moisa nefesh and say nonetheless I want to be mekayim the mitzvah with her? So just like with the yardof, he should be able to mekayim the mitzvah.
No, because once it becomes an eishesach shlava makom mitzvah, then it's a mitzvah eishesach here. So that's, I don't know if you can be moisa nefesh. No, in other words, if there's a dark night on the Torah is pattering you, now that you're pattering, it's an eishesach shlava makom mitzvah.
And it's only pattering you, but it's not saying that it's not a mitzvah. I mean, I'm just trying to see what would be the tushdel to the.
Maybe it patters you and says there's no mitzvah too. But the Torah patted you because of dark night. That was the motivation why the Torah patted you. Or we're saying no, Torah didn't path you because of dark naya. Torah just a simon. It's a simon that the Torah path you, they're really path you for some other reason. The Nafkamina would be.
What would be that other reason?
I don't know. In the Chaira. If you say it's a simon, then I don't know if Hal Tavis answers his question, because then there's some other reason. So you should stick, then Hadra Kusha Nedukta.
It applies to
Tanida. From Tanida, that other reason applies. Now there's Nida doesn't have the simon, but it has it. Maybe it has the other reason. I don't know. I'm not sure. I have to think about that.
Maybe it's still not doing it to Achazisha.
Yeah, but then he wouldn't have had it, and then that's his first teretz.
No, but that's what I was saying before, that even in the second teretz, he's always working through Achazisha. He's never working by Nida by itself, this din. That's what he's always saying. That whole drush and Naflamed, he always, that whole din is Achazisha. I think that's what I thought the Lashon was, the Taisus Yishanim, the Taisus Berbeta Peretz. The Yesh Loima, the whole Kol Yuvamba is learned out. From the whole
din is why is it all
because karva.
That was the first tarot.
No, but even this tarot, it's still
the tarot's not holding the first tarot.
No, but again, we're just trying to figure out what even if the split could still be there to move it away. In other words, the question is the limud. Where's the limud from? Is the lima because of Dachi Noyim or the lima because of Achazisha?
Okay, I don't know. I don't know, Sean. Let me do some more research. I'm going to have to go. Okay, anyway, so we have to look up. There's a lot of unknowns. First of all, we don't know where the first tarots got the source of Nesra. We're not sure about this point. The second point, at the end of the day, where does the second Teretz get the source of Nesra? Is he only getting it from Darkei Noyam? Or is he just using Darkei Noyam to explain the Mesira? Or is he using Darkei Noyam to explain a Pasuk? Right? We have really ended up three different ways. Is the Darkei Noyam a source in itself? Is Darkei Noyam explaining the Mesira? Is Darkei Noyam explaining some Pasuk? And assuming that Darkei Noyam is a source in itself, so it's a little strange. I have to check some of the keys. Can a Pasuk Drabbanan change the Din D'Oraisa? Okay.
So on that point, the Tosi Shanam has a Lashon on Pei Zayin. He says, the Gabi Yibam, the Goli Krod, the Ksiv, the Rechar Dachinum, Umapik, Lekrami Pashte.
Yeah, so it sounds like he could change the D'Oraisa.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, we'll have to see. I have to do some research. Okay, thank you, everyone.
Thank you, Rebbe. Have a good night.
Okay, good night. Thank you.